Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gents. Welcome to the 318th podcast from Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. Tonight, topic: to calve or not to calve. That is the debacle. Let's get right to it, shall we? Will be the latest word, or just the word Kavanaugh, will be the latest word in the English lexicon to be a noun that devotes a verb. As in, don't Kavanaugh this chance. Talk about a total fucking debacle. The Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination now in the Senate Judiciary Committee is worse than the flame out of the 1959 Ford Edsel, which was named after Ford's son, Edsel. Georgetown Prep, Brett Kavanaugh's prep school, was the usual insular, upper crusty college prep for perps, high school. The drinking was legendary, as was most likely the doinking. So now we're staring at a total slow-motion clusterfuck of a Supreme Court nomination process now taking place in the United States Senate, specifically the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is something right out of a Hollywood screenplay, David Mamet. Whether Christine Blasey Ford testifies this coming Wednesday or Thursday or Christmas Day, one thing is for certain. The Republican Party, and by extension Donald J. Trump, is pretty much toasted for good. Those who identify as Republican will slowly but surely drift off the GOP rolls and end up somewhere between being Democratic and independent. Obamacare survived this evil, malevolent P drive to bury it. So too will Christine Ford triumph one way or another. In the face of this horrific Republican onslaught of pure, unadulterated, unmitigated terrorism upon our democracy. So Brett Kavanaugh will be the sacrificial lamb in this political passion play. But to be brutally blunt, he ain't no lamb. Well, that does it for tonight's 318th Writers Radio podcast. This is the old Writers rounding third, and we are screaming for home. We're going to steal it. We could throw a pork chop past a hungry wolf. That's how effing fast we are, ladies and gents. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, and as always, we ride, but we know you're sure as shit ain't along for the ride, because you decide.